Third one. This could be a while. Jesus is our redemption. Titus 2, 13 and 14 says it this way. It speaks of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us. There's our word, to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Jesus is our redeemer. When you teach this, don't mess it up. Everybody messes it up. Don't mess it up. What you've been told is that the concept of redemption is taken from the pagan slave market, where there's a slave being sold, and then someone comes and purchases the slave, and then they're free. That's not the truth. If you teach that, what you're teaching your people is that the concept of Jesus the Redeemer is borrowed from paganism. The Bible does not update pagan thinking. Those who believe that the concept here is pagan slave market, in my country, which is what sends the horrible theological pollution around the world, so I apologize for that. They say since the Bible uses pagan concepts to explain Jesus' death, we should use pagan concepts as well. We should speak of Jesus' death in terms of radical environmentalism, hardcore feminism, the New Age. And I say, no, the Bible in the concept of the Redeemer does not borrow its imagery from paganism. It takes it from the Exodus. If you want to study this, do a word study on Redeemer, Redemption, Redeem, and just take it from Genesis forward. It keeps continually, dozens of times, going back to the Exodus. And here's what happened in the Exodus. God's people are in slavery. They have been for more than 400 years. They're ruled over by a cruel taskmaster who despises them and disrespects them and disregards them. And the real God shows up, just absolutely destroys the Pharaoh, and then liberates his children to be free to worship him. That's redemption. Redemption is not taken from paganism. It's taken from the Exodus. And a man like Paul would never use paganism to teach you about God. He would use the Old Testament. And when you tell people that they have been redeemed, here's the point. They're in slavery. They're slaves to sin. They can't stop. People want to argue all the time, I'm free, I'm free. No, you're not. You're not free to stop sinning. You're not free to stop committing idolatry. You're not free to know God. You're not free to love God. You're not free to worship God. You're not free to live forever with the living God. You're not free. You're a slave. You're a slave to sin. You're a slave to death. And there's no way you could possibly escape. And Jesus went to the cross, and he there conquered Satan and sin and death. And just like the children of Israel ran out of Egypt to go worship God, led by Miriam singing with songs of gladness and redemption. So the children of God are freed by the cross of Jesus to be liberated from sin, addiction, compulsion, idolatry, selfishness, whatever they are enslaved to, they are liberated through the cross of Jesus to run free and live new lives and have joy and sing songs and worship God together as his people.